This is the Old Trailblazer broadcast. This is Pastor Albert Pendarvis, the Old Trailblazer, riding out on Old Dan again, blazing the path to the hearts of sinners. Come on, Dan, get up. Got to get up now. Got out here, and it's a good day to be out on the road. And come on, let's go. Maybe, perchance, the Lord will bring us into somebody's contact where they'll be listening. Be like the old song we used to sing, I'll be somewhere listening. Maybe there'll be somebody listening out there in Huntington, West Virginia, or Roanoke, Virginia, or Atlanta, Georgia, or Grand Rapids, Michigan, or Sacramento, California, or Corpus Christi, Texas. Somewhere, some poor soul waiting to hear what the Lord does for sinners. Do you know Dan? Old Dan been faithful. Did you know Dan, the Lord is faithful? He's never let us down, has he? No, we hadn't missed a broadcast. They brought the money coming in to keep us on the air. It's not overflowing, no. But he says it's all we need. Our needs are being met. And old Dan, folks have been sending a few dollars here to get you some new hay and some fresh oats. I don't know if they think maybe I'm abusing you or something, but I'm not. And old Dan plodding along here, he and I getting out the gospel. I praise the Lord for those who are faithful in getting out the gospel, whether it be on a horseback or wherever, airplane, whatever it is. And I asked you, if you're able to give out good sound tracks, gospel messages, we have many, many, many titles here by Pastor Shelton, and we put them out wherever we can. We have folks doing that. But if you can put them out in the jails or the break room there at the way station or the truck stop, wherever, in the doctor's office, you write me and I'll send you a packet of them, free and postpaid, and you'll be doing missionary work right here. You know, we don't have to go to Nigeria or Africa or wherever, Haiti, to do missionary work. We can do it right around the corner. That's right, right around the corner from where you live. Maybe somebody there, the Lord wants you to put a message in their hand and say, maybe you're a cashier at your grocery store where you go buy groceries. Say, honey, I'd like for you to read this little message. It's to bless your heart. And we don't try to cram nothing down nobody's throat. No, sir. That's not what we do here. But we do make the opportunity, give us the opportunity to get out the gospel. That's like with this radio station. I tell folks, if they don't want the truth, turn the radio off and go on out in the garden and start digging up taters or something. But the message is here, and I hope you don't. I hope you set up and listen. Would you set up and listen, my friend? I often tell them old farmers up there in Iowa and somewhere heading out to the milk barn, wait a minute and let's hear the Trailblazer before you go. And then I have folks that hear the broadcast on the tractor out there in the field. That's right. Got an air-conditioned tractor up there in Iowa or Idaho or somewhere. And they can hear the old Trailblazer. And I praise the Lord for it. I'd like to hear from you. Well, if you would, let's get quiet and listen now. We're looking at this study. We got several more studies on the total depravity of the human heart. And I know that's not a popular subject. I know that. The old Trailblazer, I often tell folks I was born at night, but I wasn't born last night. I know how the world lives. I see how the world lives. And I see that there's not much desire after the soul's salvation. I see that getting worse every day. And I just wonder, you know, how the younger people coming up who've never been taught the scriptures, never been taught the gospel. And it's a watering down process. And I just wonder, but we may live to see when true preaching is outlawed. Cast away, cast out is unclean, unwholesome. You know, that's what they told Apostle Paul, that his message was unwholesome. Can you believe that? Oh, one of the greatest men who ever lived. And they told him his message was unwholesome. And I know folks think the old Trailblazer is unwholesome. I know that because I've had a few calls, a few email. But I let it go in one ear and out the other because I know that I'm doing what the Lord wants me to do. I know that. Are you doing what the Lord wants you to do? Let me ask you this. Are you giving, helping get out the gospel as what the Lord wants you to do? Or are you old miser? You know, one of the worst things in the world is a miser. Just an old, we used to say, hold a nickel till the Indian rides a buffalo. You ought to be ashamed of yourself. You ought to be ashamed. When the old Trailblazer comes here and puts out an appeal for help for the broadcast, and you just turn a deaf ear and add more money to your can out there in the backyard somewhere, and the termite's going to get in and eat it all up, shame on you. But let's go back to our study. That's another subject for another day. And listen, In our last study, we were looking there that the born-again believer loves the things of God. He has a new nature, and he's a new creature. His heart and soul is always flying upward to the source of that new nature, which is the Lord. His heart and mind is entwined around the person of Christ. His affections are set on things above, according to Colossians 3:2, and he's constantly talking about the things that the Lord has done for him. Now, I know that men have to work for a living out on the job. I know that. I'm not saying that, but occasionally you get a chance out there riding along with maybe one of your workers. You might get a chance to say, let me ask you something. Are you saved? Or maybe your boss. Ask your boss or if he's saved. But let's go back in our study now. Listen. He's talking about the things of the Lord, what the Lord has done for him. And it's not hard to do. No. Listen, and the unbeliever does not understand what's going on. He may be a preacher, but he don't understand it if he's not saved. You say, well, all preachers are not saved. No, sir. I can't emphasize that too much. And that's not my business. Scripture says a tree, we tell what kind of fruit it is, what kind of tree it is by the fruit it bears, doesn't it? That's right. The born-again believer has a language of a pilgrim. His citizenship is in heaven, from whence he looks for the coming of his Lord, according to Hebrews 9:18. He's a pilgrim here looking for a city which hath foundations, whose builder and maker is God, Hebrews 10:11. He has lost interest in the things of the earth. Brother, the new birth makes a difference. Now, let me just stop there and just drive a pig down there. Drive a stake down there and hold it. Would you do that? There's been a difference in him. There's been a difference made there. The new birth makes a difference in you, my friend. That's right. You still look the same, but I tell you one thing. Let me tell you what'll change. Let me just maybe be a little sarcastic. You like sarcasm? I do. I think sarcasm has a good place in the preaching. But let me tell you what. Oh, that long tongue is gone. That old sharp tongue is always critical. Always got a word to say about some poor devil. That's gone, my friend. That's gone. And that you ever see somebody could look around, be looking forward, but look at you and got them eyes cutting around at you to see what's there. That's gone, my friend. That's a critical spirit. That's what that is. And that stinginess is gone. All of it's encompassed in the new nature. It's encompassed in the new nature. And I know we're still in the flesh. I know that. And I know we still have the old heart, but the new heart is right beside of it. And the scripture says, sin shall not have dominion over us. Now, my friend, you tell me that you know the Lord, and you still wallowing in sin? You still sipping around in sin? I had a friend of mine, a man who used to work for me years ago, and I knew he'd drank a little beer. And I just mentioned to him one day, you ought to cut that out and give that up. And he says, yeah, but man, he says, you don't have to waller in it just because you drank a cup or two, a bottle or two. Well, I know lots of folks who are wallering in it, my friend, and calling themselves God's child. The new birth makes a difference. What makes a difference in your life? The new birth, the new spirit. The Lord said, I'll give you a new spirit. That old spirit that you've born with, that old spirit that you came up with, hard-nosed, devilish, and like I told you the other day, old yellow dog in the backyard. He'll know when you get saved. He will. He'll know when you get saved. That old tomcat out there in the backyard. He'll know when you get saved. But listen, my friend. Your wife will know. Your husband will know. Did you know your children will know when you get saved, man? They will, because you'll come home at night, and you'll be happy to be around you. You'll be loving the home where it wasn't ever none before. I'll tell you this story. The old man out there out in the west somewhere, the old farmer, old rancher, and he, old Uncle Joe, always come to town on Saturday morning and get drunk. Ride his old faithful pony, tie him up to the hitching post at the saloon, go in there and get drunk. Stay in there most of the day, and late that evening, some of his friends put him on his old pony and head him back out to town. Old horse would go right on back home. Joe would be sagging in the saddle, and he'd make it back home. So every Saturday morning, they watched for him coming. So one day, one time, the Lord got a hold of old Joe by his grace. by his mercy. And some had a preacher come to town holding a meeting, and old Uncle Joe got saved. The Lord got a hold to him. So them fellas said, we'll wait next Saturday. Old Uncle Joe, here he comes. They got over across the street over there. And here Uncle Joe come on his old faithful pony. And he just passed right on by that saloon. He went right on down to the general store. Got him a few little groceries. Put it in a sack behind his saddle. Went on down. Went on back home. Yeah, he changed his hitching post. Have you ever changed your hitching post? Oh, my friend, that's about as good a question as I can ask you, man. Have you ever changed your hitching post? When your time from work is off, you go home and be there with your family and enjoy it? Or do you still stop at the pool hall? Or you still stop at the local place and sip a few suds with your brothers? My friend, that spirit's gone. That spirit, you don't do it. Just quitting your drinking don't do it. It's the new heart. It's the new heart. That old heart that you've had all these years is desperately wicked, and who could know it? You didn't know it. Your friend didn't know it. Y'all just alike, all of us. But when that new birth takes place, there comes a change over old Joe. Old Uncle Joe. That's right, my friend. Uncle Joe had a new birth, had a new spirit. He's like a little boy, sitting down on the outside, but standing up on the inside. Now he's sitting down on the inside. Now he's headed on back home to his old ranch out there somewhere. And Mama hears him coming. She knows now that he's not going to be held raised all night because he's drunk. No, my friend, let's make our homes over. My man friend, you making a mess out of your home? Ask the Lord to give you grace. Tear that rottenness out of your heart and turn to the Lord. Lord, show me what I'm doing to my family. Lord, show me. Let me ask you this. Do you ever pray in front of your children, my friend? The Lord saves you, you will. You gather them around you at this dinner table and say, let's pray now before they eat. No, we all grab and pitch in. No, that's a new spirit, my friend, new heart. But the old trailblazer, running out of time. We'll be back tomorrow with another message from God's Word. We're going to go on down the road. Old Dan and I clippity-clopping right on down the road. Old Dan and I going on back to the house now. So you pray for me and let me hear from you. Help me with the broadcast if you can. The Lord loves a cheerful giver. This lady told me, she said, I know I'm saved because I'm a cheerful giver. And she was. My mailing address, the old Trailblazer, Post Office Box 1810, Walker, Louisiana, 70785. Goodbye and God bless you till next time. If you missed part of today's broadcast or would like a recording, the old Trailblazer broadcast is now available for download to your phone, to your iPad or computer via podcast. Find out more about our podcast by visiting our website at radiomissions.org. That's radiomissions.org.